Today's training won't be much different from one held across town at Chico's other high school a month ago, but coming less than a week after a gunman killed three at a food festival in Gilroy, the mass shooter drill may be a bit unnerving. Kelly Staley, Chico Unified School District's superintendent, stressed in a statement that communication and coordination among first responders is critical in responding to such emergencies. Local authorities are tight-lipped about strategy and tactics, fearing such information could fall into the wrong hands. Protocols have changed somewhat in recent decades. In 1999, officers responding to active shooters at Columbine High School awaited the assembly of a SWAT team. By the time authorities entered the building, 13 were dead and the gunmen had both committed suicide. Authorities are now likely to intervene more quickly. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security and other law enforcement groups are urging potential victims, the general public, to react to a shooter by running, hiding, or fighting. The active shooter training is scheduled to get underway at 7 this morning and continue until 4. Streets around Chico High may be impacted with detours or closures. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.